Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and again, President Obama expected to announce a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan tonight, and we will have it for you live at 8 o'clock on both AM 820 and 93.9 FM and streaming live at WNYC.org. And whatever questions there are over how fast or how many troops to bring home, at least the soldiers who get to come home and their families will be happy. But for those who leave the military altogether, the question of what to do in civilian life awaits. A recent report shows unemployment among post-9/11 veterans at about 11% versus 8.5% overall nationwide. Several Wall Street firms and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are getting together to offer a job fair and conference at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum tomorrow to help veterans in the New York area find work with some of New York's biggest employers. To talk about some of the problems veterans face in finding jobs and tomorrow's events is Kevin Schmiegel, a retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel who is the Vice President of Veterans Employment Initiatives at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to WNYC, Lieutenant Colonel Schmiegel.
Thank you, Brian. I'm happy to be here.
And listeners, we can take some calls from vets who are listening. If you are an Iraq or Afghanistan war veteran looking for work, or if you are a friend or a relative of an Afghanistan or Iraq war veteran having trouble finding work, give us a call. Or if you did it, or if your loved one did it, how did you do it? Any pointers you have for your fellow veterans in their searches? And I realize this can vary tremendously from field to field and depending on what your skills are and all of that. But anything at all to help a vet, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Kevin, how serious do you think the unemployment problem is among recent veterans?
Well, I think in your lead up to the interview, you addressed a serious issue. Overall, veterans unemployment mirrors the national average, but what we really want to focus on are the populations that are having difficulty right now. So if you look at 18 to 24-year-old veterans, they're experiencing a 27% unemployment rate. Iraq and Afghanistan veterans as a whole, as you said, about 11%, and that spikes up to 20% some months. And then a population that a lot of people don't look at is the Guard and Reservist, and they have an unemployment rate of 14%. So we're focused on those populations, although when we do these hiring fairs, and the one we're doing in Manhattan, all veterans and military spouses are welcome, but we do need to take a look at those younger populations and the Guard and Reservists right now to address that issue.
I've seen some concern that by emphasizing the difficulty veterans are having finding work, it actually makes employers wary about hiring them. Do you think that's a problem?
Well, I think there's two parts to the problem that need to be addressed. First of all, veterans clearly need to do a better job of articulating the leadership experience, the advanced technical skills, the reliability that they bring to the workplace. And I think the public sector and private sector together, need to do a better job of educating employers across the board about the value of hiring a veteran, about the skills they bring to the workplace, and how bringing them into their companies will make their companies better.
How much, are returning vets eligible for unemployment pay if, their enlistment is up and they leave the service?
Yes, they are. They come back into the general population. The armed forces as a whole will pay close to $1 billion in unemployment benefits for veterans. We have 1 million unemployed veterans in the workforce, and it's obviously an issue that needs to be addressed.
So tell us about tomorrow's event. Who is it for? I guess veterans and their spouses, and most important, what can participants expect to learn?
Yeah, there are two things going on tomorrow. We partnered with an organization called Veterans on Wall Street, made up of the five biggest banks in the world, Citibank, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, and Goldman Sachs. they are putting on a conference to kind of educate employers, again, on the value of hiring a veteran and how to hire a veteran. And they're also helping with informational services for veterans on how they can be better prepared for the transition. In concert with that, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, working with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, have partnered with some government agencies, the Department of Labor Vets, and with the employer support of the Garden Reserve, as well as veteran services organizations like the Student Veterans of America, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and the American Legion, to address those specific populations we're talking about. For the hiring fair specifically, we have over 100 employers that are there with jobs. That's the important piece. Job opportunities were a must for the employers that participate. If they didn't have jobs, we turned them away. We're going to have between 1,000 and 1,500 veterans and military spouses looking for employment. And what we're trying to do for veterans that are at various stages of the transition, if they need more information, that'll be available through the Veterans on Wall Street conference. If they're there looking for jobs, we're bringing 100 employers to the table with jobs across the public and private sector. And it's not just financial institutions that are hiring. I mean, we have companies across all industries, and we have government agencies like the New York Police Department and the New York Fire Department are going to be there as well.
Let's take a caller. Neil in Rockland County. Neil, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I want to mention a friend of mine, very close. He was a veteran from Afghanistan. He recently had a lot of trouble finding work after he got out of the service and everything like that. And he eventually he hooked up with a mentor who was a colonel, I guess, or someone high up who was also retired. And what this guy helped him do is sort of coach him through his resume and hook him up with meetings and got his foot in the door, which he found was the hardest thing in the first place.
How did he find his mentor?
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. I know it came up through, he's a West Point graduate, so it was through contacts that he had there.
Uh-huh.
But I do know that the help that he gave him was tremendous, and just, you know, having the opinion and the aid of someone, you know, to help him take that extra step and get into meetings and whatnot really just went a long way.
Neil, thank you so much. And Kevin Schmiegel, you had a mentor, didn't you? Somebody told me that when you left the Marines?
I did. I had an officer that I worked with my whole 20 years who wound up being the National Security Advisor, Jim Jones. I was his aide when he was the NATO commander. So I was lucky, but not every veteran is that fortunate. And I think Neil hit on a great point. The mentoring aspect of this is critical. So if you look across a lot of the companies that will be there tomorrow, one of the reasons they're so successful is because they have mentoring programs internally. The Chamber is doing two things in the mentoring space. We work with American Corporate Partners and get advice from them. They have a very robust program where they work with individual companies to establish mentoring for service members that are getting ready to transition. It's run by a gentleman named Sid Goodfriend. We're also working with an organization called Business and Professional Women's Foundation, and we're going to establish a network of 10,000 women in business mentors for women veterans and military wives, because they have a real need for mentors in the private sector. But again, Neil hit on a great point, and I think if we mobilize veterans who have left the service and are now in the workforce and ask them to step up as mentors, we'll be much more successful in this space too.
Max in Cranford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Max.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm a veteran. I returned 2005 from Iraq, and it's been pretty tough finding employment for sure. But I used the vocational rehab program.
Tell us about it. What is that?
It's a facility that, you know, when I am processed into the VA, you know, for my health care and stuff like that, they have a place in Newark where there's an actual building is by the museum where they have a like orientation and they try and find work for you, help you write resumes, stuff like that. It's pretty useful.
That's good.
That's how I found the job that I have now.
Thank you very much. So there's another good tip. We've talked about mentors, and do you know about this vocational rehab program?
I do. We work with the head of that program in the VA. Her name is Ruth Fanning. It's an exceptional program. Not enough veterans are taking advantage of that program, but it's something that is vitally important to their transition. On the private sector side, what we're recommending is we look for apprenticeship programs at the companies, because a lot of people don't know this, but 90% of military occupations are directly transferable to the private sector, to jobs in the private sector. However, there are some bigger occupations in the military, like the infantry, where we need to provide a bridge for young servicemen that are leaving occupations like that in the military. And we need to direct them towards a path where they're going to have a trade, where they're going to have an opportunity for a second career. So we're advocating an apprenticeship program in individual industries and individual sectors, where you can take a young man who served in the infantry and say, okay, you're at point A now. What are the three or four steps do you need to take to get to point B? The private sector can help by having active apprenticeship programs to help them along the way.
Are there different challenges for officers and enlisted personnel?
I think there are, but for the 100 companies that we're going to have, you're going to have representation across all levels of experience and all levels of education. And we're also going to have services in place through VOWS that allow for people that don't have the education they need to kind of get that now that they've made the transition.
And I just want to make sure that we mention before our time runs out the GI Bill. Presumably everybody who actually is or is going to be a returning vet knows about this, but it's such an advance just in the last couple of years that anybody coming back can get government-funded education at the cost of the most expensive state university in their home state and have that amount applied to state or private tuition, correct?
Yes, it's an incredible opportunity. And one thing we're doing in that space, if veterans go back to school and they take advantage of that program, we're working with the Student Veterans of America, which is a veteran services organization, to get them into internship programs with the companies that we're working with. So what we'll do when they're freshmen, sophomores, and juniors is they'll start learning the culture of these companies, and the companies will have less risk because they'll be actually engaged with these student veterans from the time they're very young. SVA has 350 university chapters and 40,000 members.
That's
so
great.
And it's a chance to really make a difference.
We will have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Kevin Schmeigel, Vice President of Veterans Employment Initiatives at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel. Just tell people again, where do they go? They go to the Intrepid tomorrow?
Yep. Come to the Intrepid. The hiring fair is on Pier 86, and the transitional services are right there on the Intrepid. Registration opens at 7:30, and we'll start hiring people at 8:30.
And we have a link to the registration on our site, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Kevin, thanks a lot.